Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we were looking at kingdom authority and kingdom mandate. And the one thing we've discovered is that we ought to decree, prophesy, proclaim, and declare. Job 22:28, and I shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. You've got to release your faith through your mouth and your belief. And so let's pick up where we left off yesterday and see what God has for us.
If you want the things of God, you have to do it according to the Word of God. Amen. That's why God said in Job, in Joshua 1:8, He said, "This word shall not depart from out of your mouth." In other words, that's what you've got to speak all the time. Don't let it stop. It shall not depart. It shall not stop from coming out of your mouth. He says, "For you shall meditate in it day and night." Why? So that you can observe to what? To do. See, meditation helps you do and get your faith active. You can read the scripture, Joshua 1:8. You meditate therein day and night, for it will then help you do what you're meditating on. Then you will make your way successful. Then you will have good success. You got to do it God's way. And God's saying, get the word inside of you. Get it inside out. Get it left and right. Get it up and down. Get it back and front. Get the word inside of you. And then release the word from within your spirit. Release it because you have a production center on the inside, because that's where the Spirit of God dwells. The realm of heaven, God said the kingdom of heaven is within you, and out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. So stop looking without to get things. Start looking within to get things. Amen. 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 I mean, seriously, it's just amazing. God saw the darkness, He decreed it. And He made us to operate just like Him. Is that right?
Right.
So what do we got to do? You've got to say something.
Amen.
Say something.
Amen.
I was looking up some declarations just yesterday, and I saw some there. Oh Lord, help me. A declaration this was. Lord, I need money. I need a job. I need a car. That's not a declaration. That's faith. And that's not even faith. That's no faith.
Right, amen.
That's Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my job. I thank you for my finances. That is faith.
Yes.
And what you're doing is you're agreeing with the finished work of the cross. That's basically what you're doing. It's the finished work of the cross. And you're agreeing with that. And you speak that.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so, listen, the Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 2, He says, let the redeemed. Who's the redeemed right now? Hands up if you're redeemed. You're at home as well. Hands up if you're the redeemed. Gigi, put your hands up. Okay, now watch. Everyone turns to look around. He says, let the redeemed of the Lord, what? Say so.
Amen.
Let the poor say.
Amen.
Let the weak say.
Amen.
Let the lost say.
Amen.
Let the miserable say.
Amen.
Let the blind say. Let the gossip say, I gossip no more. Amen. Pastor Adamal, did I hear you say that? We're going to have to pray for Pastor Adamal after the service. Think about the woman with the issue of blood. Think about her. The woman with the issue of blood, She said, listen to this, the scripture's up there. She said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. She said it over and over and over again. She said, if I can get to his hem, if I can touch him, if I can get into his presence, I will be whole. I will be whole. She decreed something. Now you can decree that I can get it now. I don't have to be right there in his physical presence like she had to be there. We can get it by just say the word and my son will be healed. Remember that one? Remember that? She had to get him, but she kept saying, she kept decreeing. She was decreeing. She was decreeing. She was decreeing. And she got to Jesus eventually, and she touched the hem of his garment, and she was made well immediately. And Jesus, when he found out and told her, he said, your faith made you whole. Well, what was her faith? She was decreeing and she acted on what she believed. Yes. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I decree I will be made whole. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I decree I will be made whole. When I touch the hem of his garment, I decree I will get the finances. I decree my marriage will be restored. I decree my children will get saved. I decree they will marry the right people. In Jesus' name, I decree, I decree, I declare, I decree. Amen. This is word of faith that we preach. Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, demon-stomping children of God that believe, expect, and receive miracle signs and wonders. And I'm telling you now, there are unusual miracle signs and wonders are coming with this revival that's about to sprout up. There's a revival, I feel it in the spirit right now. It's touching this atmosphere right now. It's charged. Can you feel there's a charging right here, right now? There's a charge to just explode out in the kingdom of God. Whew. God's going to bring us a big revival. I'm telling you now, think about this now. Jesus going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. When he gets there, she is dead. She's dead, right? Mark 5, 39. When he had gone in, he said to them, why make a commotion and weep? Now, he has a declaration. Watch this. The child has not died, but is sleeping. Amen. The child was dead. Yeah. Grave dead. Yep. Burial dead. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The child was dead, D-E-D. But the child was dead. And Jesus made a declaration and said, she is not dead, but sleeping. Look what happened. What was the reaction? Verse 40, what was the reaction? They began laughing scornfully at him because they knew the child was dead. You see that? What was their reaction? It was outrageous. It is so impossible that it will make people laugh. Right. When you decree something by faith to people who don't know, to people who are not in faith, to people who are not kingdom mentality minded, it'll be so outrageous, so ridiculous that it'll make them laugh at you. Right. Have you ever been laughed at? Yeah. Has anyone ever laughed at you for your faith?
Yeah.
And how did that turn out? You got what you were believing God for. Because you can't let the naysayers take you off what God's word says to do. And I just want to give you a heads up right now that in the world today, there are naysayers, no-sayers, and soothsayers all over the show. And they're saying you're wrong, that's not right, and you can't say it. I want you to know this in Isaiah. The Bible says, woe to those who call good bad, who call evil good, who call good bad. Listen, woe to those who call darkness light and light dark. Woe to those who let the guilty go free and punish the innocent. Woe to those. When God says woe to those, you better not be in the woe team. Amen? And so they laughed him to scorn. You see, dominion authority in faith, now watch here, dominion authority in faith defies logic. Faith defies logic. Okay, that's a lead balloon right there. Faith defies logic. Faith is contrary to logic. Faith is opposite to logic. Faith defies facts. But I can see the sickness. I can see my bank balance. Faith defies all of those things that you can see. Faith will defy reason. Faith will defy logic. Faith will defy your past. Some of you are letting your past hold you back. You're still living in the past instead of in the now, the present, so you can make your future. But you're living in the past because of things that happened and things that have messed you up and what you've done in your own life. That will hold you back. But faith will defy your past. Faith will defy your bank account. Faith will defy sickness on your body. Come on. Come on. Faith will defy the fact that they say you got to get a divorce. See, we got to get to the place in our life where we're not moved by anything but by faith and the word of God. Because when you get there, Todd, when you can stand there, Pastor Joe, when you can believe that, Brother Dave, when you can stand on the word of God in faith, the word of God will work for whoever decrees the word of God. Amen. The question is, are you using decreeing faith? Are you really using decreeing faith? Are you letting it out of your mouth and believing the result to be? See, a lot of people pray, well, I was just a wishing and a hoping. That's a gospel casino kind of prayer. I was just wishing and I happened. That's, I'll roll the dice. Let's get 3 sevens. Gospel faith. You understand? No. Faith in Christ and the finished work of the cross says, I prayed, he heard, he's answered. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I pray, he hears, he answers. Every single time. Every single, oh, but I've prayed for things and I haven't seen the answer because you didn't pray it in faith. You got to have an expectation. You got to have an expectation. You got to say, I taste it, I feel it, I know it. In my knower, I got it. You're hearing about what you can do, what God can do through you, and what you're supposed to do. You have a mandate. We all have a mandate to push the enemy back, we're supposed to plunder the gates of hell and populate the kingdom of heaven with children of God. Amen. That's the mandate that we've been given. And we're supposed to be rulers and reigners. Amen. Are you decreeing a thing? Do you have decreeing faith? Only a king decrees. Only a king decrees. My wife said he's the king of kings. Who are the kings? You and I. Why? Because we are royalty. You and I, born again, are royalty. Romans 5:17. Look what it says. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Reign as kings in this life because you're a king of the king's kids. If you're a child of God and he's a king, guess who's he's in line? You are royalty.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boot,